Blog Talk Radio.
Come. Oh, yes, it will.
beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That is wonderful. And we're talking about Sam Cooke. Oh, my dear beloved ones, it's another day. We have privilege to speak. There are a lot of people who have come into life and return to the other world. My gosh. Well, I do imagine it was the first time for them to be in the world of, you know, those who would say are dead as far as leaving the body is concerned. But my friends, what happened if we were to think a little deeper into life situation? Because life is in existence a mighty long time ago. We could imagine it. And imagination would, you know, has a very, let's say, a diligent exercise to envision what life was like going back 5 billion years or so, because that's just going on even a shorter time existence of life compared to like many times more billion years prior to 5 billion years of life. What I think about, if you understand one of the greatest power on planet Earth we know today as civilized human beings. Now, it's not just civilized human beings I am talking about. I am talking about other creatures that we can see have a lot of biological features, let's say, and mental features. Just that mental is not the same context. Not human mental context, because we have different brain that is that program to function and tell differently, you know, function differently. Because even though some animals are tame to human being, but some are not, and some may at one time wild and then become tame to human being. I am saying to you is I'm looking at life and I'm seeing it in a certain context, which means, like to say, see life in a evil context opposed to seeing life in a spiritual positive context. Looking at it in two different contexts. All right. And what am I trying to get out of these two comparisons? I have reason to be thinking the way I'm thinking, because I talk about one of the greatest power in life and life in the broad context of both lower animals that been around before civilized humans, all, you know, the lower animals, fleshy animals, creatures, and the last of the life form that we know about, civilization was the, let's say, the last one, the last form of life was civilized human being to come on earth, right? And I want you to see in any sensible way you can imagine what I'm talking about. Life, no matter what type of life, depend on the creation itself. Think that we are on a planet. And think that we know by studies given to us. How would we know about the earth if we were not taught to read by the provision that is provided for us to learn? Who taught the first human? Do you know? All right. Let me point out one of the features that I find interesting to think about right now is the fact that even to the highest form of civilized life on earth, which is in history, prehistory, and in world history, it is the sapien. The sapien species. And in the world history textbook, barring none other, The sapient species first developed two subgroups. You read that in the word, the history textbook, and I'm talking it serious. Because I read that, and I'm not joking, because we have a whole bunch of nasty, uncivilized stuff going out on the planet Earth, where white people have set up all kind of, really uncivilized, nasty, whole bunch of nonsense in the world to contaminate everybody else, and they don't have no kind of civilized explanation for what they do. All right, bringing this to what I'm saying about the power of life that is in the world and all of the life combined. Like I said, the first most notable species is the hominid. Walk upright. That's the first life form that is even recorded in the World History textbook. That is the first kind of life. Bipedal life. And that's where white people come from. African people don't come from that type of anonyms. Is that what it is? H-O-N-O-N-I-N-D. Hominid. Right? Primates. And even further call them apes. Okay? And that's the white people in Europe today. We have they all over the world, hominid pirates, hominid primates, or apes. And you read in the World History textbook, the first chapter, page 21 to, yes, page 21. It will tell you exactly who is who on planet Earth. I'm serious about that because, you know, things have gone out of legal control on planet Earth where you can take up a donkey and say he's the president of the United States. And whether the donkey can talk or not, you know, it reaches a stage where some kind of power can raise up and tell you that the donkey, even though it doesn't speak, they will get someone speak for the donkey. And we must reverence the donkey as the ruler. That's where we are today. That's where we are today. Because when we are seeing a power that come from Europe and come to and invade the settled indigenous people that come from Africa thousands and thousands of years ago. They just come back the other day, and said they are homosexual. Yes. And the greatest joy and pleasure for them is to fuck Indianas. So they come as a culture of their own. And they decide that they are going to inoculate all of the people who are heterosexual. So that's what the United States is about. And if you think it's joke making, 2015, who was the president of the United States? Barack Obama. Do you know what notable happened? I think in the first or the second term, Obama ruled. What happened? He passed sodomy law. that, you know, in America, the old national citizenry, they call it, of America, have a right to marry each other. My beloved ones, do you know what that is? Do you know what sodomy is? The opposite of civilized heterosexual. Do you know what it is? For you to have somebody who decide that they're going to come in to where you live, you have, you know, establish a home and everything like that. And somebody's going to come and tell you that it's not your home, it's theirs. This is what happened to the indigenous people. And the evidence is there. What I'm talking about is there. But right now, you have some people who decide, so, well, then I don't have a right to talk about it. And you know what? Over my living body, nobody's going to stop me from talking that. So if you decide, say, me, I, Timothy Aldred, must not talk the truth about what is in the World History textbook, well, you can go along and do whatever is in your power to do. Because I did not make this situation, life situation. I did not put humans on the planet. I read that another entity did. White people don't put nothing on the planet, and as far as I'm concerned, they need to knock their track and go back where they come from. That's the truth. That's the truth. Because fucking asshole and make that cultural thing, you don't go among other people with that. You just don't go among other people and claim what they have and say it's yours. Because you're a fucking fool, idiot, and far from being civilized. Far from being civilized. And I'm telling you, tell it on the housetop. Get out. That's how I see. That's how I see it. Go up in the plane and don't come back down. Go settle down into the bottom of the ocean. Like the swine Jesus sent down there to go drown. In your Bible, I mean. In your Bible. In the Christian Bible. That's what it says. So I ain't doing anything worse than you have accepted to be the truth. Well, what your truth is not the truth that I know in civilization, because you're not civilized in any way. And it is quite overwhelming to you, to me, that creatures that were evolved don't speak human language. After 3 to 4 million years, they suddenly begin to talk, and then nobody don't know why. And all of the problem that is created on Earth, nobody don't know why. Now, I'll tell you this. I want to just draw into focus that this life form on Earth that we have and we call, it is known as the first hominid that walk upright in the World History textbook. Apparently, they came male and female. They are not human being. They're not human being. And you don't expect me to say that they are when they are not. And what do we use? It's not what these nasty people are going about and killing other people and call themselves Christians. They do not determine the laws and the society of civilized people. But for some reason, they take charge and they take charge because darkness fell upon the face of the deep. And then the human being fell into psychological darkness. Right? And the sodomites that you even read about Genesis 19, what they did to a man named Lot, you don't expect that anybody is thing to see that kind of creatures become rulers of society on earth. No, something has gone wrong. And something really has gone wrong. Because for those of us who have been in the Bible for a long time, we know about Adam and Eve in a garden in the Bible. And we know that the Bible talks about king serpent play a role in the fall of man. Now, if you believe that, it's true. Listen, your brain, if it were ever civilized, it's no longer civilized at this time. This time that you're listening to me, you're not civilized right now. Your brain is gone. Your brain is gone. And I can tell you one thing. People who lose their brain, like they were born civilized, but they become deceived. Well, the belly is not going to talk through their mouth. Your brain will speak through your mouth what you say or what you think. So we know that the Bible speaks about a God and a talking serpent. And the both of them oppose each other's thinking. Okay? The God in the Bible said, of this fruit in the midst of the garden, you must not eat. But of that tree and that tree and that tree, you can eat of it. Now, did God tell you not to eat of it? And Eve said, yes, he said of, you know, we can only eat of the those on the outskirts of the middle of the garden. But of the tree of life, good and evil, you must not eat of that. When the talking serpent came to the residence, you know, he faced off with the woman, with Eve, right? So the Bible says. And then without explanation, Adam and Eve didn't know anything about this talking serpent at all. Because as far as the Bible is concerned, both Adam and Eve and the serpent were created in the six-day creation by the God who is now the God of Adam and Eve and giving them instruction. So as far as having knowledge about what God is doing, oh, a serpent who is not no kind of intelligent creature, how did that serpent know all these things? What God is doing and what he told Adam and Eve. Hello? Now, let me tell you something. If you think Christianity is telling you something, I am saying when your brain is gone and you were a civilized person, from the fact you start thinking something uncivilized, lies like your brain must be unnatural for you to understand the things that are in the Bible because you are spiritually discerned.
when you're believing stuff like that. That university people believe it. University people believe that. And people hear me talk that and they think I'm crazy. But what I'm trying to tell you is that the talking serpent now, you know what I mean? I mean, he has it all. He knows, he understands, according to the white people them were write it. That talking serpent know what's going on, but like me, I am a civilized person. I cannot see anything into that makes sense. Because, you know, I think when the Bible tells me that God is a perfect, all-knowing God, ubiquitous, he's everywhere. He doesn't miss anything. And for so much things to go wrong after he and his wise son, you know, there cannot be anything, as you read the Bible, except it's foolishness. And such foolishness, only sodomite white people write those kind of nonsense. You hear me? And when you see them out there talking about their established government and stuff like that, where did they get that government from? Where white people get government from? We don't ask that. We don't often know that. Because what? Something is wrong. And do you know what is wrong? Why African people are taken into slavery and all kind of thing. They are used for all kind of a mockery. And they were the civilized people. How do they be reduced to this? And they are the people of kingship government. We are kings from their species rule them, rule over them for the past, let's say, 100,000 years then. How that rule the world society turned to sodomite white people. How? It's not possible, but that's what is made normative. People listen to me say this. They think this guy is crazy because Christianity is the apex of any what you'd call notion. Christianity is the highest of all notion that you can think about. And people will think great of you, noble of you, if you are a Christian. Because that's what the white people say. I hear it all the time. I grew up in a church. Christianity as one of the most noble name, and it is only a misnomer. 100% misnomer. Christianity, I don't see any positive that you can reasonably call Christianity. Because I read it in the world as a textbook, and these sodomite people who imitate civilized way of life. That's what they do. Because they never practice no good positive way of life for 3.5 million years. Or maybe 4 million years. And they develop into Africa and go up into Europe. Mute and grunt stone tools. There's nothing else reported in the world history textbook. But they don't carry on the history of what happened to these white people. You know what I mean? You can see manipulation is applied to, say, National Geographic and like Prince of Wales, because these sodomites influence everything concerning civilization on planet Earth. They developed to that. And then, where is Africa? African government. I tell you, something gone wrong. But if you can't see, you will never know what went wrong. Well, I know what went wrong. I find the pieces to the puzzle. And the white people them out there, they're thinking that we will never find it. Any one of them think that we will, I don't know about it. Some of them probably wish we did. But I'm telling you, it is difficult to figure out what happened on planet Earth, why white people say they are ruling, and use absolutely fake, I call it bubble. You know, like it is it is a two-word combination that I have found to describe AD and Adamani government that African people are subjected to. It's not even wind. Cleaved. The first word is cleaved. Removed from. Bubble. It's a bubble. It's a bubble system white people are working. It's not kingship that civilization brought to the earth by the gods. The Elohim. Now, why they change up the word Elohim? That is proper Hebrew for a singular definition. Why white people write why do they write false emulation from properly written, civilized representation? Why do they write something else? Because they didn't have anything of their own. All right? But how do we allow them to use our existence with all the elements that belongs to our existence? How come we agree with them to use our existence to be a foundation for their folly, their sodomite way of thinking? Why do we allow that? Something wrong. Yeah. And let me tell you, you wouldn't understand why. What happened? Because neither did I grow up in the church until I'm adult and start gray, as it were. Right? I find out. And the reason why African people, wherever they settle on planet Earth, they become victim of white people. White people are demonic. Okay? And since the fact that we indigenous people were created in South Africa by the gods Elohim 200 and 200,000 years ago, the gods themselves came to Earth 450,000 years ago. Right? And we're talking about what really happened after we were created 100,000 years past. And at that time, whatever the administration that wanted to have these human beings created, because there was a special order and to supply a special need why we indigenous people were created. Indigenous and ethnic people, we were created for a special reason, and that reason did not preordained. And when I say none of what is put forth or spoken of, it was not something spoken of. Human being to come on the earth was not spoken of. And the Bible would mislead us to make us think that about a God who make us to go to heaven and jump from one thing that is irrelevant to another, and we don't find any problem with that. Since all these evil come about, because what went wrong, we who were created and developing our civilization for 100,000 years, something happened that was not predicted to happen. These gods, if you should pay attention to history and where did civilization come from, because nobody wants to pay attention that these white people were around, and if there were a civilization, the world would not be what it is today. They had no civilization, and now they're behaving in a stealth kind of way where nobody pay attention to where was civilization all along. When 3.5 million to 4 million years, these white people, primates, they were around. And not even the gods had not come here 450,000 years ago yet. No, never. There was no civilized people around when the first hominid primates manifest themselves, and in all of the science that we know, there was nobody, no humankind. There was no gods, no Elohim, no Anunnaki. What I'm saying is to cement a foundation so that people who think about salvation and Adam and Eve in a garden and, as it were, putting it into a civilized context, you are not on point at all. Because civilization cannot be mistaken in time and by whom caused civilization, right? But these white people think that they have a right to come on the scene and take control of everything, and nobody else matters. That's what they think. But yet still they want loyalty. You know, you hear them talking, they want loyalty and truth from Trump, right? Yeah. So they know a lot better. And what do they write about the African people? Oh, they have a God that tell them to kill the African people and take away their land and everything like that. That's what they wrote. If you want me to show it to you, I will. If you want to sit there and think that the world is the way Christmas tree and all them kind of thing that these white people have out there, they're turning us a blinking fool. But let me get to tell you what really threw everything down. All that was for civilization get messed up, you don't know. Well, I told you a while ago that the history says we were created 200,000 years ago, right? So think that the first 100,000 years ago, some of us began to leave Africa, right? Now, at that point, turn on your, you know, your binocular and look around and view the world. Scan who and who was on earth at that time. When the gods already came to earth, but they were not out and out among any kind of a population. They were the only civilized population on earth, so they had nobody at all as visitors or not, nobody helpers or nothing like that. They brought their own crew to work here. And the first time they came here is the first time there was the first day of the week. When they came was the first day of the week. Then the second day until the seventh day. That makes 1 week. That is what make up our calendar. So when these white people are making moon season calendar, you are in Sodom, Elon. And when they use all those things to put it into our civilization where we settle, they are destroying our lives. That's what is happening. Okay? There is no greater power than the power that set Africa on the map and did their work. And when they wanted helpers to work for them, that was when the idea of creating an hybrid. Now, these white people write a Bible and they're trying to like wipe us out of existence. They don't write that we were created 200,000 years ago? No. They write something like resembling our history, because all they needed to do was read our history and extract and write what they use, what is in there, the way they want their story to be understood. But what the mistake they are making is writing about us. You don't do that. No matter where they come from, they're not supposed to be writing about us and claim jurisdiction writing it and not about them faggot self. You know what I'm saying? How did they get our wealth and ruling everything? All right. I am probably not going in a very straight line because I have to go out here and come back and join the line again and move, because it is hard to understand. And, you know, I say it's hard to understand. However, I'm not saying that somebody else could not tell this story in a different way than I am doing it. However, I am not them, and I'm not saying I am better than them. No, I'm not, but I'm saying I'm not them, okay, and the boundaries are in my own head for me, okay, all right, so I'm doing it the way I can, and I only hope that somebody's kind of understanding what I'm saying, right? So I'll go back to you know, 2 feet, and then go forward 4 feet, right? So I'm still moving on. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. what we have as real history and what is in church and all this kind of stuff is no more than dead bullfrog back. Really. It's not the truth we're dealing with. I'm dealing with the truth right now. Okay? And I'm saying to you, the problem why African people are no longer representing or administrating their own government. You think about 400 years ago when they came to America. What kind of place it was? It was African people, whether they're Indian or what. But they were here like 50,000 or more years before the white people came along. Today, they don't want nobody to know that. They want to erase everything that is true about the African people to fix themselves as the leader of the world. Okay? Now, what went wrong? I'm beating around the bush, right? But there are several little pieces I want to put in while I'm getting there, so that when I get there, you don't say, oh, that's all it is? No, I am put in little pieces along the way. Now, what happened is, I got to come to this point where we were created 200,000 years ago today. That's where we are now, 200,000. But when we were created, the first 100,000 years, so you imagine we begin to, you know, have a lot of babies and we've become like many little societies with, you know, filling up with people. And that's how our culture began, right? 100,000 years ago, we started life in Africa. We haven't been anywhere in the world. When we were leaving, and when I say we, it doesn't imply all of us. It means little groups here and there, and it didn't happen in one day, as far as I read. But remember, I asked you to look around the world and see who else was in the world at that time as human beings. Only us that were created in South Africa, fertilization in vitro in glass tube, only us began to hatch and have children in our own image too, just like it is said. We were created in the image of the Elohim gods, the Anunnakis. What they write in the Bible is whole bunch of nonsense, uncivilized nonsense in a Christian Bible. It don't belong to civilization. Okay? All right. So let's hope what I'm telling you is giving you some understanding about the world that you're living in. Because sometimes it just don't make any sense. However, ever since I read the story here at this level of quite any other level that I read history on, it make every sense to me. Everything is explained, and I don't have to say, I believe this, I believe that. It's knowledge and it's stand up, and you can look out in the world and draw upon the energy that you're reading, that you're identifying the real civilized world. It makes all the sense. Not only Jesus died on the cross for your sin. All right. What happened after 100,000 years that we were created in Africa? Some began to leave Africa to go to the Western world. Because by then, remember, we are civilized people, and we are
being led by the creators, whatever we know and stuff like that. They are supplying us with everything, language and sense of direction, because they are civilized. They're coming from a well-developed planet and came to Earth because they needed gold. And something they know about history of the Earth and their planet. Okay, so whether or not that makes sense to you and I here today, but it is the history, and that's all means something to me, because that is the history until you can show me something that a better history than this, okay? But right now, that's where my anchor is grounded. While some of our people were on the way out of Africa, headed on their journey to wherever someday they'll settle down, here comes the demon, the white people demon. At that 100,000 years ago, it's quite a while back, right? So if you think of white people 100,000 years ago, it's not what you're seeing today. But you can tell they are distinguished and separated, that you can tell they are not what they call black people or Chinese, who are ethnic group with the same, they are the same indigenous people. Chinese, Indians, and a whole lot more of us, Hispanics and non-white people. And you see now, today, some non-white kind of people, half and half people, calling themselves by our species, sapien. And they, 100,000 years ago, were known as the hominid offspring, Homo erectus. And they are the ones who first take down our subgroup, Neanderthals, and interbreed and kill them off. They are extinct. But what they left behind is white people legacy, because they no longer look like the flat-faced man of Kenya. That's what in the World History textbook says. If you don't respect World History textbook, you tell me, since you come out of your mother's womb, what do you respect? Who taught you words and meaning of words, meaning the things, objects all around you? Where do you get it from? This is what I'm trying to say. It's compelling that what I'm saying, I'm not leaning on a whole bunch of foolishness. I'm leaning on the authentic and coherent knowledge that is left for us to learn and how to live. So that's what I'm talking about. So when I'm telling you about our people leave Africa and coming to the Western world, there was nobody out here in the Western world, because the white people them and the interbreeding that they were doing was not in the Western world. Okay? They were not in the Western world. They were back there close to Africa and what you call Europe, right? So therefore, what went wrong? And it went wrong because it's not that we are limping on one leg. No, it is our demeanor, our mental composition. That's what something is wrong with. Were we Was something wrong with our brain? Does anybody know of anything that was wrong with the African people brain? Well, look, I'm kind of a
you know, I mean, I am an investigator. I am an investigator because, you know, for one thing, I did a paralegal course a few years ago, and I was trying to pass this an exam at this state level of paralegal, but I did not have all the chance I needed to complete the course. I don't remember now if it's 10 or so items we needed to pass, but I can only tell you the effort I put out, I passed three of the subjects. And one of them I remember, wow, investigation. So at least I have accreditation for state passage of being an investigator, legal investigator. I do. All right. What I'm telling you, I'm not just talking because I can talk with a tongue. No, I'm choosing exactly what to say, what I think makes sense, without trying to mislead anybody, what I think for myself, and can't let that go. That's what I'm talking to somebody else. So if you have something to correct me on, I'm all open for that, because I don't want to go on and then have to turn back from where I'm going, right? So I am seeking out clarity and everything going forward. Okay? Yeah, and I'm not afraid of correction, because correction does what is good for me. It has to be correction, though. Don't tell me nonsense, right? Because I'm going to be counted wrong after I examine all the factors in what you say, and it all add up to be true, then look, I'll be laughing and, you know, and be happy, because guess what? What I used to think is done away with. All right, let me come back now and tell you what went wrong and why you have a Bible written by the white people and with all kind of a heresy in there. And they are the people of heresy. They call us heretic, they call us heretic too, but they call us another name, like we are, they say we are, you know, when you don't believe in God, you know, you are, all right, my brain is not, putting that up. Right, but anyway, you don't believe in God, so you're not good, right? Now, what I'm telling you is that what went wrong as our people were leaving Africa and, you know, headed to their direction, there came these sodomite apes. Yes, hominid is their species name, and at that time they were under that era or time when they had moved up into Europe 1.5 million years ago. So you count that. 1.5 million years ago, that include before the gods came to earth, 450,000 years ago. All right? So what I am saying to you, where did these European Homo erectus offspring go? Where did they go? You won't hear nobody talk about it. If you don't follow the history, you won't know who is who. Okay? And what they claim to be. You see what I mean? So right now, when we wander and stray where we are supposed to go, we suffer a lot. And then we are blamed because we don't follow the route. Basically, that's how I view what happened. But it was a sexual attack. And I guess you have different level of people traveling together, you know, what they know and from what they don't know and what can happen with between time and space, you know, what access or privilege some people expose themselves to, probably that's not what they want. Or, you really don't know. But in the history today, we know that indigenous people are told or reported of a mix of white people, diseased blood, rhesus blood, and by the laws of nature, they are not to mingle with us. You read that in the World History textbook. You know, they should be reading these things to us in the church, but the church is not to make converts, really. Lie they're telling. You see, instead of keeping us healthy and well, they make us believe that what they're giving us as medicine is really something that kills us. All right. So what happened is, it is that bad blood and that sexual attack. When we were leaving Africa 100,000 years ago, because remember I told you, we were leaving when we were 100,000 years in creation. And when we leave and come out, now we live out another 100,000 years. That makes us now 200,000 years creation in South Africa. And now these white people don't want that to be known anywhere at all. They want their Christian Bible to be the thing known all over the world as the Word of God and all this kind of stuff. All right. Over the past 100,000 years, the blood, the diseased blood that these people carry around to help them to kill out the African people willfully. Remember, they were not human beings, so that sexual attack that they carried out on our people, it causes their blood to get into our blood system. And our blood got into their system when, you know, they were impregnated. This is why for 100,000 years, nobody paid attention to the plight of these African people traveling out of Africa into the other parts of the world. If you know that you're the engine of your car, the steering wheel, everything you have there, the brakes and everything, that is what you use to control your car, right? The engine makes it run. You have gas and everything like that. Throughout the last 100,000 years, African people have lost their natural mind. If it is the first time you're hearing it, yeah, well, you have something good now to research, observe for yourself. Think about the difference between the first 100,000 years when we were created in South Africa, to the time when we started to pass another 100,000 years. Think about that. How were we when we just started out? Have we read anything that says we had a lot of disease and problem? No, I have not. And throughout this 100,000 years that we are in the Western Hemisphere, did we make a lot of progress? Of course. But a lot of us could not read, right? Right. So why are people like us would now at the end of 200,000 years so backward? Some of us, you know, can read and have, you know, I mean, fairly good sense, yeah. But which element of our society is gone when we are the one who have government now? White people not counted for anything at all that is civilized. They did not, they have not done anything. Just a second. Okay. Now, what I'm trying to, like, say, the world is in a dark, dark mental state. And we don't know because nobody don't tell us what has transpired in the world, why it is the way it is, and we don't have any choices. These white people are ruling, and nobody think that, oh, it will ever, the world will be ever different. It's different right now because somebody is talking, and it's whether or not other people are able to benefit. And there is no way of saying, well, make him talk when he wants to talk and stuff like that and go on about your business. Okay, and let the situation proceed, right? You go to church and that's where you will get your God from and stuff like that. All right? Now, you agree that you ain't going to do nothing about it. And you've seen other people who say they try to do something about it. And do you remember what they say? Do you remember what they did? And how is it going now? The Farrakhan, the Marcus Garvey's, the Muhammad Ali, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King, and you go on and on and on. What did they do? Did they broker anything that say, well, the white people must go their way and they can't live among the African people? Did they raise any argument that even in their Bible, it shows that Sodomite people and Lot were not in agreement at all? They wanted to, like, destroy Lot and his family, right? Yeah. So what I'm saying to you, if you think that I'm talking and I'm wasting time, what you going to do? What am I saying? Am I saying something different from them? I was in the church too. But I want to tell you something. I wasn't talking like this when I was in the church. And these guys, everything they talk about, they were planted in the church. They didn't learn anything beyond the church. You see what I'm trying to say to you? You can't be in the church. You can't be in the church and kick the church. Because what kind of thinking are you doing? You know what I mean? Your knowledge must be as such. Because if white people do something and take charge of our life and say they have government and all that and law, what did we have? What do we still have and separated from it by our ancestors who pass along problem to us? And unless we read and can come out of it, we're not going to come out of it. That's the thing about this. That's the problem. We will have to come to know better to get out of white people and their homosexual things that they set up. It's not true. And all it needs, you know, is like when you have a drought and you get, you know, a good shower of rain come down. You know what I mean? You know what happened. Or in other instances. So, therefore, if we remain dumb, we go to school and we only learn what the white people and teachers, they know how to use ploy and deter us, you know. So if they become wiser than us and we can only look forward to them for you can only get social security from them. You don't know how these white people get their money. You just see them with the money, right? And yet still, they didn't come out of nowhere with it. When they were not talking for 3.5 or 4 million years, they were still on the planet. However, they didn't come from a civilized background. But whatever they were doing, like, you know, a certain level of animal they were living, like you said, they make stone tools and whichever way they were surviving. But it was not anything with language or anything that they have. So, but as animals know to communicate with each other, so did they. It wasn't civilized. So when we have to be putting up with white people say they have the police out there, and every day you hear what the police do, right? It's the federal government teach them to do it. But we are so dumb that we don't blame the federal people there. You don't blame them because they are the one who's providing your food for you. You see, so these guys are using their ploy to play us out, and anytime, let's say Johnny would start to read and find out something and begin to talk, nobody don't bother want to hear him. Nobody want to hear him because what can he say? What can he do? People always think there's nothing can be done. Usually, right? I don't think so. I think that if we would wave to learn of our past, learn how to handle ourselves, I think the avenue to change is coming from right there. And the rest of us who don't want to put themselves as a conduit, as a vessel, as a messenger, establish your civilization. White people are not in civilization. And if you start talking the truth, they will run. They will run. But as long as you're going into the church and you're worshiping Jesus and God and believe that God begot a son, you believe something like that, right? So you believe that two men having pleasure in their honors is all right too. And what you're going to tell me? No, it's not all right, but let everybody have... Really? Is that what civilization is all about? Civilization says it is a group of people who follow the same way of life. How is it do we follow the way of life that white people follow and them are sodomites? Where you are from a culture from 200,000 years ago, where you don't know nothing about that. In order for people's body to do certain things, they have to be make up like that. So it's like smoking. A lot of people begin to smoke, and if you ask them, how did you start smoking? And they'll tell you different stories. But they will never tell you that just like how you want sex, well, that's the way they felt like they want to smoke. They never tell you that. They'll never tell you that. All right. So what I am telling you is that it's going to be a very difficult thing, very hard thing for us to, with the knowledge of civilization, because right now, the white people give us a meaning for civilization. They water down everything that is civilized for us to feel okay with, you know, accepting their carrying on. Yeah, they're taking us down, way down to where we will not have a sense of choice, sense of distinction, and we'll stand our ground. They don't, you know, they done knock us down to where we don't know nothing. You see what I mean? And we don't want or think it possible for them to be removed. No, we have kingship with kings, and they come and move our kingship. And I mean, a few you know, people from administrating kingship. Why did they stop them? It means that something happened 100,000 years ago, and the people of our time gradually lose their senses, and these people take control. So they find all kind of a makeshift way, like I say, Cleave bubble system. They had opportunity to make anything they want to make up into what they call DAD on a Domini world. All we need to do, I mean, it's not many things we need to fix to get rid of white people. By now, a lot of us don't want to get rid of white people because you don't know anything to make you, you know, turn against them. And even if you hear what they have done, you just think, say, God, forgive. There is no place in history for them and any God whatsoever. Right? So, if your brain is that, what I'm going to tell you now, what happened to our brain over the past 100 thousand years, my friend, with none of these people I'm telling you that is talking for our cause, none of them ever touched the button to re-educate ourselves, now that we have a little space here where we can help ourselves. Nobody don't do that. I come from Jamaica. Which one of these, what they call prime minister, because they come after the British order. Which one of these prime ministers do you see take up our cultural cause and begin to educate us to know the civilized world and ourselves? Which one of them? You don't hear none of that. Because the British people, them destroy our brain over the past 100,000 years. With the imitation of their style that they learned from us over all these 100,000 years. Yes, they learn it. and learn it to do it not as good as we do, but at the rate they do it, they make us adapt to them. We didn't make them adapt to us. And all kind of disease, business operation, governmental operation is broken down, and it is in every way false. But we don't have any sense to bring it back on track. Push them out. We don't have that sense because over this 100,000 years, what went wrong? What they did from every different, aspect, diversion from all corners, lowering the bar on civilization and attitude, moral, these sodomites, because these people are fucking batty culture. You don't understand that. You think they have a right to come here and mess up everything we are because we can't do no better. And that we think. And we think so because what? Over time, our people waste time talking nonsense and don't touch the history that we must know. Knowing history is knowing ourselves, and they didn't do it. And therefore, what happened? Our brain, you know what the name is? We sapien. Why sapien? Our brain is cerebrum and cerebellum. You go and see what our brain really, what it does for us. See what our brain does for us. And you will know what the cerebrum and the cerebellum, what it, the use of it to us. And when they allow our brain to go tarded and go into erosion, we become reprobates. That's what happened. Look at a lot of African people right now and see if what I'm saying is a lie. But there's hardly any one of us that you could look and answer, we retain knowledge and understanding of who we are. Because where are we? Who do that? Where are we? Because something, but I mean, we're not talking about no a lick or something. We're talking about somebody who have a full focus and full knowledge of our existence. That's what I'm talking about. You see, we have little problem here to deal with. But as against how much knowledge we have. We have too much knowledge now, but we dysfunctional. Right? We can't get it right how to approach the way we are to arrange our own knowledge to rule the concept that our creator gave us. And we make these white people do all these old bunch of liberty taking stuff with us, and all it is for us to do is not to take up no gun and shoot them or go there and try and fight with them. They have the biggest, greatest army. They steal it from us, and we don't know that. It doesn't take a lot to get these white people out of that one, but all of our territory that they thought that they were, you know, where they were so mighty, you know, to take away everything from us and kick us wherever they want. Can't do it now. Can't do it now, you know, because they know the voice of the gods is being heard. And they know that their time is here. It's time to go. There's no joke about that. Okay? They think in our eyes, it's okay We here today think it's okay for them to live and do whatever they want to do. Where you see European picture every day, everywhere you go, you see things pertaining to European homosexuals, and you don't think anything of it because we become used to it. Don't get used to it, yeah? Don't get used to it. These are faggot homosexuals. They don't build, they don't belong in anywhere. And you may think, so they tell you, oh, America is our country. It's the biggest lie. Because they would have to show you in the world history textbook how they are civilized people and when. Because it already tells when they were evolved. This species is recorded. They can't tell you anything else. This is a problem. This is a problem. You see, when you begin to, like, get used to something, you know, you get used to something. You get used to something and you don't have any knowledge outside of that, right? You know, I mean, thanks to the gods that at some point they managed to get, you know, a little knowledge into some of our ears. And, you know, our minds, and make us start to think. And that's where I'm at today. That's where I'm at today. And I just look at the way these sodomites, you see, they are into fucking asshole, right? But without sodomy, sex is something that people have to use some discretion about. That's how I see it. Because as you see animals, their behavior with sex, it is something that you have to control yourself. You know, and there's relationship that you must live by and stuff like that. You don't just do anything. But now these white people mix up that part of civilization, mix it up with them uncivilized homosexual way of life, and therefore there's hardly anybody that really has it right. And it is not because we can't have it right, but it is because these white people are endeavor. They have gone too far saying that they are going to bring us down and they are going to rule. That's what they're thinking. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. They're out there trying to cut off all my programs. It seems like they want to cut off all my programs. You know what? They can do whatever they want to do. I know they don't govern the power of the globe. And I will forever give honor and reverence to my creation. All right? Now, listen to this. October 6th, 2012, Michael Tellinger. Earth's International Research Society,
welcomes our newest member, Michael Tellinger. Michael is a musician, author, scientist, and an explorer from M. Mpumalanga, South Africa. Michael has been making groundbreaking discoveries about a vanished ancient civilization at the southern tip of Africa. His continued effort and analytical scientific approach have produced stunning new evidence that will force us to rethink our origins and rewrite our history books. I just want you to know that I have the link for this long research that has been done. It's vital for people to get this information because we are up against white people who decide now, since they realize our brain gone retarded, atrophy, and full of erosion, you know, and we become reprobates. They can do anything, but you know what? The gods know to bring us back from whence we fall, and fall really. They can bring us back if we clearly will give heed and be renewed. And I see that as a possibility. I know where I grew up and where I come from and what my brain really think these days. So come get the link. And the state is that we are in, we need to rewrite our own history, my friends. Get rid of the sodomites and the lie that they write in Bible and they tell us like, oh, America is their country and stuff like that. Look, listen, let me tell you something. Come on, we need to wake up. You hear me tell you? They have their place to go back to. We don't have any place that we want to go back to. This is our place. Okay? And it is easy to get rid of them on what their so-called nonsense government is. Everything that you sign and stuff like that is based on them. Them have law to control. No, it's not that law. It's our law. Right? They need to go to Europe with their constitution and all what they have. Right? If them think them civilized, go back there. Because, for sure, we don't want you among us. You fucking ass white people. You're hominid. This is not the place for your species. This is not the place for your species. And if you think so, come forward and demonstrate it. All right. The next thing I have to tell you about is this. We have our law. We have our government under which we are created. We don't want to, like, waste time with these sodomite white people. Them, we don't come from here. They don't. Okay? They can talk about they share up this land and that land. Yeah, because they know that the gods that came here shared up land among themselves. So they think that they can come here and share up land among themselves. No. That's not true. If you listen to the truth and hear the truth, there will be fire burning these folks. Okay? The Ur-Nammu Law Code, the oldest known legal code. You can find it right here. We are history. https://www.historyinformation.com. And it goes on to say here, somebody wrote about this in 2022, all right? And it says 2100 to 2050 BCE. This is the law of Pharnamu. Although the preface directly credits the laws to King Pharnamu of Her, 2112 to 2095 BCE. Some historians think they, Elohim gods, hybrid human civilization law by African kings. Anodamani, founded upon precedence. No, it's, yes, it says, Elohim gods, hybrid human civilization law by African kings, right? So we don't have another world with anything else but civilization. How these sodomite white people come in and say they are functioning, and we would have to go back to where their relationship with Africa comes in. It is them and Africa. And the reason why Africa do any business with them, it is because of the bad blood that gets inside of us 100,000 years ago, and this contamination of blood and our retardation and atrophy and erosion, reprobate mind, it came from right here where we lose our senses. And it's the reason why they sold us out to these white people. Okay? And not 1 million of us, you know. They said it was about 12 million of us. That is too much brain damage for us to come back to anything. Now, if you think you have a brain that can learn and to help us get back on our feet, why don't you give heed and come on and know that we have history to guide us back, everything that we need to know, and make us efficient to use our laws, our government system, and let these faggots go about their business. That's what we are to do, because the truth don't die. It don't quail up. It's just that whatever went wrong, we know what went wrong. And we just need to fix. It means that, well, we don't go to church. It's the knowledge that must guide us. We don't go to what these people call church. And whatever they are doing, and say in America don't belong to them. So the first thing we must do is kick them out. Kick them out is not just with your boot or nothing like that. I'm talking about the civilized truth. All right. So it goes on here to say, Elohim civilization, kingship, government, 450,000 years ago, B.C., to 1st century B.C., that's the time that we suffer this damage to our brain, okay, why we can't rule ourselves right now. We were okay when we left Africa and go and settle down where we want to go, but over this time, 100,000 years, right? The civilization that we have, it came about, the kingship government came from 450,000 years ago. Our suffering, brain suffering, began 100,000 years ago to 1st century BC. That was when the century over,
these white people say they make up a new calendar, right? That is uncivilized setting came in right then. Nothing else is civilized on the planet Earth. So they corrupt everything and drug us into it. And because of their bad blood inside of us, we never had a chance, nowhere along the way, to bring back ourselves to what we were by knowledge. Because none of us were learning anything or seeing anything. And these white people make sure that they block us at everything we do. Because they know what they have done to us, and we just can't find out why Africa, I mean, gone totally out of the way, don't know what they're doing, and give these people authority to get gold, get money, and everything. That's why they have every single thing here today. Okay? So we ain't going to go nowhere unless we come through the gate to restore ourselves and drive them away. And we're not going to a fist fight with them at all. It's a matter of just doing the right thing, speaking the right thing. And you will see, it's a different life will, as it was in the beginning, in the end. That's right. We're going to end it with that truth. And if you're reading well, you will see where direction is given to people to restore themselves again back to what began by the gods. Now, what precedence is AD? Can you tell? AD Anadamani founded upon what? Do you know? All right. History. The Anadamani dating system was devised in 525 by Dionysius Egesias to enumerate the years in his Easter table. Now, Easter is a sodomite fucking ass foolishness. And this is what they are ruling the world with right now. Right now, the Anno Domini dating system was devised after they make the moon calendar. There, it has nothing to do with us. Nothing. 525 AD, imagine that, by Dionysius. Exegesis. All right, it's Exegos. Yeah, Dionysius Exegos. To enumerate the years in his Easter table. This alone enough to make somebody with some sense realize that we are onto some, you know, worthless, I mean, uncivilized stuff here. We've gone astray. And these are the things that have us astray right now that we can't fix. But if I hope in, we will fix them. He says, his system was to replace the missing paradigm, 1220. You see what I mean? That's the white people. Because we turn fool, we can maintain the status quo, and they take control. Now, what is the AD calendar based on? Do you know? Now, it's to see where we are as African people to where they are. They don't have anything. They're taking what we have to make some kind of a platform for themselves, but they can't use us to elevate themselves. If we will retrieve our territory, they will go back to Europe. That's what we'll do. Or otherwise, they'll think that they want to fight us and kill us. You see what I mean? Now, I they can stay there and think that it's only weapon of war they can fight with. We don't have no weapon of war for them. We have something completely different that their weapon don't mean nothing to us. Absolutely nothing. Our problem is to fix our problem and be right. That's all we need to do. This calendar era is based on the traditionally reckoned year of the conception of birth of Jesus. Now, if you are following what I'm reading, you will find out that what these white people are using to create government does not exist. I told you, it's the Cleave bubble system. It don't based on anything. You see what I mean? Legally, it doesn't base on anything. The AD and a domini, I mean, nothing, not even your breath. There is nothing at all that on in this world you have to have tangible power and tangible power. All right? And the intangible can be words or something you write or something like that. Right? That deliver a message. But you deliver a message to some about something. It cannot be nothing. You can't make agreement on nothing. You follow what I'm saying? This AAD and a Domini, these people have written this quite a while back, maybe, yes, say 2,000 or so years ago, when I just begin to read the other day and find out certain things and can trace certain things. But I grow up and don't hear not one person say anything along the line that I am talking about here. Nobody, everybody in the church and everybody believe in Jesus. Only for me to find out none of it is true. Okay? That they rob our story from the history and then make up a Bible and begin to challenge our way of life. But our head can't go up against them, because I tell you, our brain is gone, retarded, atrophy, erosion, and reprobate. We gone out, we're out of control. Well, I'm not surprised when a lot of people don't pay what I'm saying no attention, because this is way, way, way over a lot of people, Ed. All right, so it goes on to say what these guys are writing about the year AD and Adam and in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ no exists at all. Nowhere at all. And the story that they're writing about Jesus or anybody, God or nothing, those things don't exist in any civilized writing. Okay? So, once you are caught into something and you are glued to it, well, you glued to it. How are you going to get off of it? But in thinking, there is a difference. Your consciousness is a different thing. So it depends on how you want to think about stuff. Now, so it goes on that they're writing all these old bunch of nonsense that don't stand to our civilization at all. So you're saying that there is no year zero in this scheme. The year AD 1 immediately follows the year 1 BC. So 1 BC is in the past now. Okay? 1 BC is in the past. All right. So they are telling you now, there was no need for these Sodomite people to be here among African people. They need to stay in Europe with their gayness. You see what I mean? But they dumbed down our brain 100,000 years with them disease. And here we are. We can't get away from them until now, because they're going to go. They got to go. If they can destroy the truth, they got it going. But if they can't destroy the truth, they got to go. Because ain't nothing in world history or prehistory that says you can mix up hominid with sapien. There's nothing there that say it. And it means these honest fuckers that all they want to delve into is fucking out something beneath the crutches. It's only sweet for a little while too, you know, but you have to get up and go to work and do all kind of things apart from that, right? Who cares? you know, which way a man and a woman, I mean, have romance. Who cares? But then you cannot harbor two men having sex next door or in your neighborhood. You don't harbor that, because that is not a spiritual thing. That is for uncivilized creatures, civilized human beings, because the gods, they are beings that copulate too, and they teach us the same way. But these sodomite white people want to make us think that, oh, they're going to get it their way. They're going to make laws to marry man and man too. No, you wait, man. It seems like nothing is happening right now, but I am not in that thinking. That's when you don't realize, you know, it comes down on you and you don't have no chance after that. I'm telling you, get out and go back to Europe. And you may think it's a joke. You think it's a joke, I'm just talking. But what happens when something is going to happen and you don't have a chance to escape? Then you're going to know, oh my God, he was serious. I'm serious right now. And based upon what we know, it's not foolishness I'm talking. I'm telling the truth. So that people who really need to prepare themselves for a better life, they start. And stop following these sodomites. Because they are sodomites. They are body fuckers. That is not in nature. You know, I'd be surprised if they don't turn off this show. They turn off the last one I did. You know, like so many for the week, they're turning off now. You can keep on doing what you're doing as long as you're allowed to do it. Because look, I'm not coming out there to find you. Okay? I'm not coming out there to find nobody at all. I'm living clean. I'm telling the truth. And you will find the calamity following you anywhere you go, like you follow us with your calamity. You're going to find out what's going to follow you. Your time is over with. It goes on to say here that Elohim, civilization, kingship, government, 450,000 years ago, BC, to first century BC. When it was a long time. It was a long time. That her time finished right here at BC, first century. And then these Sagat come in with what they call their Sagat New World of Christmas and Easter. I hope you're understanding something out of this. All right. Now, the question is, Anno Domini. Anno Domini foundation upon what? History. The Anno Domini dating system. So I read this already to you. When 525, when they asked this Dionysus Aegisthus to enumerate the year of Easter table. Now I tell you, it's not Easter is not civilized. And they are encroaching on the African people, and we don't know it. Because anything that say about Jesus, that was an African man. So anything you say about Jesus is false, 100% false. And to make these white people come in our territory and use notion of our character to turn our world upside down, it doesn't make any sense. It means that, okay, we understand our brain is gone. And for who is understanding what's going on means that you have to start thinking on a higher conscious level to get yourself where you belong and go learn the knowledge of your own history and not a Bible, right? So we understand what went wrong. And no matter what you do right now, you need to re-educate yourself. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So it goes on. His system was to replace missing paradigm 1220. What is the What is the AD calendar based on? Listen to it. Which is moon calendar, you know. Homosexual calendar. This calendar era is based on the traditional reckoned. The traditionally reckoned year. Now, which year is that? They're not talking about the civilized years, you know. Not the civilized year they're talking about. They're talking about their faggot year, AD Anno Domini, where they started it. And remember, it was like, it started at one, for year one, right? And they go to, 525. And now they come all the way up to like 1220, all right? And AD calendar now is based on what it's going to be based on. We tell you already that it's based on Jesus Christ and his birth that don't exist, right? All right, they're going to go on with a little more progression with this. This calendar era is based on the traditionally reckoned year of the conception or birth of Jesus. You can't make law upon this. You just don't. Not in our civilized world. AD counting years from the start of this epoch and BC denoting years before the start of this era. Who know what the year, the epoch before AD was like? There was no Jesus. There was no church. There was no there was no uncivilized stuff back there in the civilized world that the gods created, right? From 450,000 years ago. There is no, okay, so it says the modern, oh, wait a minute. There is no zero year in this scheme. Thus, the year AD 1 immediately follows the year 1 BC. All right. About 6,000 years old. While our ancestors have been around for about 6 million years, our ancestors, so that this is talking about the hominid, because we African people not around no 6 million years, so they're talking about themselves, right? So you can tell is the white people I'm writing this. The modern form of humans, now they're going to mix up themselves with us, but them are here. They are primates. These are the monkey race of people who come down to white people now. And it's a history to learn, to understand. Okay, otherwise we'll be always fuzzy and don't know who is who, right? And they will claim what is not theirs and there's nothing we can do about that. Now, so it goes on. 6,000 years ago, he says what? Civilization. Oh, wait a minute. While our ancestors, you got to know who they're talking about, because they may be talking about themselves or be talking about us while we don't know that's what they're doing. We can't allow them to mix us and themselves up. We must keep them separate because they are one species, hominid, from our wise sapien species. You see what I mean? Keep us apart. So it goes on to say, while our ancestors have been around for about 6 million years, and now, you know, that ancestor, you got to watch them, their words. The modern, look now, the modern form of humans only evolved 200,000 years ago. Now, this is a lie they're telling. This is a lie they're telling. When they, this is a confusion a confusion paragraph where they talk about our ancestors. Notice when they say ancestors and 6 million years, it doesn't belong to the African people, because we were created, DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube 200,000 years ago. And this is the day that they are citing now for themselves, who come and mingle themselves with us, who were created 200,000, and they are now put themselves in as the modern human. So we, but when they put modern man now of this time, they're wiping us out. We hybrid. They're not accounting for us, because they only put a number there of which they are identifying with that number that belongs to us. So if we don't catch when them talk about, ancestors that live 6 million years, if you don't find out that a foolishness them attack and strike it, pretty soon when them talk, we are not involved, and they push us totally outside of civilization. That's what they're trying to do. All right. But look and see how they want to make themselves the civilization now. Civilization, as we know it, is only about 6,000 years old. Who that? No, they are saying they who are just 200,000 years old now show you that they push us out of line with civilization. They push us out of line and take it over and calling themselves this. Them have civilization. And the civilization that they know is 6,000 years ago. Then talking about the Sumerians that began to establish civilized knowledge 6,000 years ago. That's what, and that is in the World History textbook. But these guys are writing something different from what is in the World History textbook. Now, and the industrialization started in the earliest, only in the 1800s. You see what they're writing? For civilization? No, you know how dangerous these white people are? And you go in there, praise the Lord, with the diction, with the Bible and Jesus? Yeah. Now, I bring this so that I would read it and let people know what these white people are doing. Right here. You understand? So, you take good care of yourself. Because, you know, the time is at hand, and I'm not talking about the world is going to end. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that these people time is very, very here. Very much here. You see, I can't see it going any other way, because they are in the dungeon right now. They don't have the intellect to run a civilized, to run civilization world. And they think that's what they're doing. Listen, may you be blessed, and I hope that you will find something in what I have said. It's a hard life to live, my friends. But if you want it, you get it for yourself. Take good care. Be blessed.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know